Yeah, it is really thick. I had it, like, coax. I had it, like, physically wrap it around the legs of one of my aquarium stands and pull it because of how thick it was. But, yeah, the Stingoloss, like what you were saying, it's one of the best types of coax you can get out there. The Stingoloss is, again, really low, and it's really durable, and against, like, any types of weather. And it's really, yeah, really cut-resistant. I don't think, like, if there's any flying debris, you could say, it won't cut it as easily as, like, what was it, like, RG-55, RG-54, which is, like, that thin coax. Same here for me. It's something I will never cheap out on. The antenna you can get away with, radio you can obviously get away with. It's only, like, $5 for radio. Yeah, the coax, I don't think I would ever get that really thin RG-54. I think that's what it is.